From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Thousands of earthquake survivors gathered in a public square in Port-au-Prince hours after the Haitian capital had been hit by a major earthquake Tuesday. Casualty figures are not in, but Haitian officials say there are reports of both deaths and injuries. There is widespread destruction as well. The National Palace was damaged, and a hospital is among the buildings that were leveled. Geophysicist Victor Tsai with the U.S. Geological Survey says the quake had a preliminary magnitude of 7.0. He says a series of aftershocks are not unusual.
There's already been, I think, two confirmed aftershocks of the event, and there will probably be many more. They probably won't be as big as the main shock.
Meantime, in New York, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has expressed concern for the Haitian people as well as U.N. staff in Port-au-Prince. Linda Fasulo has more.
The 11,000-member UN peacekeeping mission in Haiti is comprised of 9,000 military and police personnel and 2,000 civilian workers. And the head of UN peacekeeping, Alain Leroy, has confirmed that the mission's headquarters sustained serious damage along with other UN installations. He also said that a large number of UN personnel remain unaccounted for and that contacts with the UN mission in Haiti have been severely hampered. Meanwhile, former President Bill Clinton, who is serving as UN Special Envoy for Haiti, pledged to do what he could to help the impoverished nation recover and rebuild. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
In Sacramento, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has declared a state of emergency in Northern California that was hit by an earthquake 3 days ago. The quake had a 6.5 magnitude, causing millions of dollars worth of damage in Humboldt County. Stocks fell broadly Tuesday amid renewed economic and financial concerns. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
After getting the new year off to a good start, the stock market experienced a sell-off as investors had second thoughts about the outlook for corporate earnings. Shares of Alcoa fell more than 11% after it reported weaker-than-expected fourth-quarter profits, and the aluminum company's disappointing results triggered selling of other issues. Financial shares suffered due to White House talk of a special tax on banks that have received government bailout funds. Measures to rein in the fast-growing Chinese economy also weighed on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell a third of a percent. The Standard & Poor's 500 lost closer to a full percent, and the NASDAQ Composite dropped nearly 1 1/3%. As money flowed into bonds, market interest rates declined. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
This is NPR News. A New York congressman says he'll subpoena the Federal Reserve Bank of New York over decisions it made under the leadership of Timothy Geithner before he became Treasury Secretary. Adolphus Towns, who heads the House Oversight Committee, says the move will shed light on why taxpayer money was used for what he called a backdoor bailout. His panel is incensed that it cannot get information on multi-billion-dollar contract settlements that AIG paid to financial firms while it was being bailed out by the government. The White House and the counsel for the regional bank say that Geithner was not aware of any emails telling AIG not to disclose communications about those deals. The DNA of an invasive species has now turned up in a channel of the Chicago River near Lake Michigan. Illinois public officials are stumped over how to prevent the Asian carp from reaching the Great Lakes. Chicago Public Radio's Tony Arnold has more.
This is the closest to Lake Michigan the Army Corps of Engineers has found the DNA of the Asian carp. That's despite many measures that have been taken to stop the invasive species from reaching the lake. Many Midwestern states are taking the matter to the Supreme Court, saying Illinois should close its river locks to keep the fish out. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says it's not that easy.
What appears to be a simple and easy legal answer here in closing the locks is inviting into this conversation a very complex issue. What will be the impact, the environmental impact of closing the locks?
Illinois officials say closing the locks would decimate the state's multi-million dollar barge industry. The Supreme Court could discuss the case on Friday. For NPR News, I'm Tony Arnold in Chicago.
This is NPR News from Washington.